السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
حضور says that by the grace of Allah within 2-3 days my visit to Australia will inshallah conclude. During this tour, while on one side I participated in the Jalsa Salana in Australia, and I had the opportunity of attending it and delivering the sermons and speaking to them, and also I had the opportunity of meeting all members of the Jamaat, and various other programs were also held. Through this direct contact, I had the opportunity of seeing and looking various matters directly. And by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat in Australia is not lagging behind any other Jamaat in their devotion and commitment. But nonetheless, there are some weaknesses. But it is very essential to keep an eye on these things so that we can remove these weaknesses and shortcomings, because our standards and our eyes should always be high and always looking forward to progress and higher standards. In order to achieve those standards, if we work hard, and in order to achieve those standards which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see among those people who initiated at his hands, a large number of Ahmadis here in this country, they are such who have some link with Pakistan, who have been coming here over a long period of time. As I mentioned before, there are quite well educated people, those who, because of their knowledge, came here in order to find better jobs. There are some business people, and there is a large number of people among them, as you already know very well, is of those people who, because of the situation in Pakistan, they had to take asylum over here, and these are the people who are just doing some small business or doing some ordinary jobs. There are some among those who now by the grace of Allah, their children have got good education and they are still studying that. And mashallah, large of them, they are quite good in education. They are having good standard in education. And this is a good indication. Because if youngsters are not in the habit of learning, then they are simply wasting their time. And these youngsters, they are very closely attached to the Jamaat with devotion during the Jalsa, in their duties. These youngsters, they perform their duties very well with a lot of devotion. May Allah reward all of them. And among those who have come over here, there are some people who have come from neighboring countries, and Fijians are quite in large number, and there are some others, some Australians and some from various nationalities. So Zur says, as I have said, that the majority of these people, they come from Pakistan. And these youngsters who belong to various Pakistani families who were born and brought up here, and other Fijian Ahmadis, they always look towards those experienced Ahmadis who came from Pakistan. Maybe they were advanced of age or young people. In the eyes of all these people, all of you are those who are following the teachings of Islam, or they should be like that. So Huzur says this is a great responsibility. If you don't realize this responsibility, and if you did not discharge this responsibility as it should be, so Huzur says that in that case, in future, from among your own progeny, then if there is somebody who gets a bad impression or he is misled because of the bad example of these people, and if they get a bad impression because of your some weaknesses, then it will be a great injustice which you will be doing against your own self and also against other Ahmadis. Therefore, Huzur says that you should always be analyzing yourself in order to set up high standards, and especially in your dealing and in your contact with other people. Each and every Ahmadi should be a good example for others, and particularly, Huzur says, those people who are quite old in Ahmadiyyat and those who have been given the opportunity of serving the Jamaat, they should always self-scrutinize themselves and in their own circle, in their own atmosphere, they should establish their own distinction. But the youngsters and the non-Pakistani Ahmadis, those who are living here, and I also say to them that you have done your bath of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. You have believed in Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, the Masih and the Mahdi, and not anybody else. Therefore, his example should be an example for you, and the teaching that you should always keep in mind is the teaching given by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and his noble example. You should not see that such and such Pakistani Ahmadi, how does he behave? But you have to see that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, what expectation he has put on us, had about us. And on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty, they will not say that you are forgiven because you have been misled by such and such person. Each and every person has to give his own account. Therefore, you should not see that such an Ahmadi or an office holder says or does, but you should always keep this point in mind that the one on whose hand you have, we have joined the community, he was from God Almighty. And the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we should always be keeping in touch with the his community. Allah's Khalifa, who is Mahdi and Masih, we have to keep a close relation with him, in touch with him. So each and every Ahmadi should, whether he is from Pakistan or he has come from any other country, all Ahmadis, as a matter of fact, whether he is young or old, he is a man or woman, each one is responsible for his own actions. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam's this comment should always be kept in mind. He says that, O my dear ones, you have found this time about which the glad tiding was given before, and you have seen that person who is the promised Messiah. For he is the one, in order to see him, the prophets made the prophecies. Therefore, now you strengthen your faith and straighten your paths and purify your hearts and please your Allah, your Creator. My dear friends, you are here in this transit, in this guest house for a short time, and you know, as you see your friends passing away, so one day or other you are also going to pass away. So be alert, and you should not be affected by the bad environment of the time, and you should purify your hearts from rancor, from jealousy, from bad thoughts, and you should show a personal good conduct as a miracle to other people. So this tells us what were the expectations of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam from the members of the Jamaat. If we try to act upon these things honestly, then Allah Almighty is there to help us. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that you have seen that Messiah about whom lot of prophets wanted to see him. The lifetime of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was one thing in which his companions actually saw him in physical terms, and they became the recipient of divine blessings each and every day. And they saw how these blessings are descending upon the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and they refreshed their faith and increased it by seeing all these things happening. And nowadays, all of us, we are also seeing the blessings of Allah Almighty, which is descending upon His community, the rain of His blessings coming down in a different way. These blessings are actually the rain of His blessings upon the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Each and every day, by the grace of Allah, we are able to witness a new manifestation of the promises made to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and even today we are witnessing that one. And we are seeing the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam behind these manifestations. So we should be grateful of this opportunity, and we must stick very closely to the teachings of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which in fact is the teaching of his Lord and Master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try to reform ourselves. And for this purpose, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said, we must strengthen our faith, and we should continue doing so. And in order to do so, don't look towards anybody. Rather, you look at that Khatmul Awliya, the promise of which was made by Allah Almighty, and the one that you have accepted him. So always straighten your paths, and Allah Almighty fulfilling His prophecy. And The link that we have established with the promised Messiah, you should never let it break. And you should purify your hearts and always you keep your direction right and purify your hearts and all the bad spots on your heart that should be washed away. After the death, Allah Almighty is not going to put any burden of anybody to us nor our burden to somebody else. So therefore, in order to purify our hearts, the only way is that we should always be peeping into our own hearts and analyzing our own self. This is the way to success. And this is through which we will be able to remove the disorder in our society. And we will be able to uphold the high standard of moral. And we will cleanse our heart from rancor, from jealousy, and other bad elements. And it is through this that we are going to show the moral miracle of moral, high morals to the people. If we get involved in these lower habits, that if somebody is not happy with this thing, or otherwise there will be hatred for other people, jealousy for other people, and rancor towards other people, and these moral miracles will never happen. So these moral miracles and the high standards of conduct and character, these are the things which will open up the new ways of tabligh for us. And this will also help us to look after the proper training of future generations. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that remember it full well, that in the heart of mu'min there is nothing wrong ever. The more he becomes the believer, he doesn't like anything bad for other people, and there should be no rancor in the heart of a believer. Our enemies, our opponents, they have done everything possible for them to do. They inflicted every difficulty upon us, but we are ready to forgive all their bad things. So therefore, all those who have linked with me, that anybody who may be belonging to any religion, always be kind to that person and try to do good to each and every person. So look, this was his example, this is his expectation from us, that you should be kind to other people, to others. So if you have to do like that, how much it is required that we should be taking care of one other people among us. Allah Almighty tells in the quality of the mu'min, a believer, that those who believe in Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their behavior among them is like rohamau bainahum. They are very kind to one another. That is to say, they always deal with great kindness and compassion with one another. They are always treating them with love and affection. So therefore, in order to show the high standards of morals, you always have to remove these complaints among the people, and you will not be counted among those people who are the followers of the Holy Prophet the sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this high standard cannot be achieved at all unless and until you continue seeking help from Allah Almighty and protection from Satan, who is always inciting you. And you can only protect yourself against Satan with the help and the protection from Allah Almighty. So therefore, you always supplicate to Allah Almighty and seek His help, and in order to absorb His blessings, in order to you have to be purifying your hearts and avoiding all the sins and vices. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this storm of the human passions, this is actually a very great storm, and this cannot be overcome except with the blessing and mercy of Allah Almighty. And as out of all the limbs of the body, the bone is the strongest one. Similarly, one should always get the divine help and assistance so that he can combat the instigations from Satan. So in order to absorb and receive this mercy from Allah Almighty, you should have a close connection with Allah Almighty and also try the weaknesses among you. When you pray to Allah Almighty and seek His help and divine assistance and with a firm commitment and try to be away from these weaknesses and sins, then the self-desires and lower passions, they can be overcome with the help of Allah. And we should be praying to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, purify my heart from these feelings of anger, of enmity, of jealousy. Please remove these things from my heart. But the ways that the ways Allah Almighty and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, we must adopt those ways. But if we are not following that, but rather increasing in these things, then this, according to the teachings of Allah, this is not the right way of prayer to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that you remove your angers, rather remove it and forgive other people. Not only forgive them, but also be very, very kind to them and do ihsan to other people. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when you are standing, if you are very angry, if you are standing, then sit down. If you are sitting, then lie down. This is the way to overcome this passion of anger and put some water on your face and perform ablution. So when you will try to extinguish this fire of hate and hatred in your hearts, and only then you will be successful. Those people have the knowledge of this world, those have the knowledge of this religion. If they will not change their behavior, then how will they be able to advise other people? Huzur said, by the people who are working, I mean those who are working in the Jamaat and having various duties. If they will not show good example, how they will be able to advise other people? How they can advise other people to protect yourself from Satan? Allah Almighty says that the thing which you do not do, don't advise other people about that. First you analyze your own self and scrutinize your own self and purify yourself, and then you pay attention to the reformation of others. So therefore, Huzur says that each and every Ahmadi, every office holder, every responsible person should always be mindful of this thing. And only then there will be the feelings of brotherhood among the Jamaat. And only in that case, Allah Almighty will provide more means of the Jamaat's progress. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that it is imperative and very essential, particularly for our own Jamaat, which has been established as a model for the rest of people. And you are a model for other people. Allah Almighty wishes that Jamaat should be a good example for future generations. So you should be always doing good things, and in every action and in everything that you say, that you should be a source of guidance for other people. So therefore, each and every Ahmadi should become a source of guidance for other people. Hazrat Masih Maud says that you should be mindful that other people, you are creating a good example for others or not. In order to achieve this objective, whatever needs to be done, you have to do that, and you should not leave any stone unturned in this way. Remember that in order to achieve piety and righteousness, to do some effort is also a hidden form of worship. This is also like performing worship. Don't take it light and don't minimize its importance. It is very important. And if a person is always trying his best, then this is the way of Allah Almighty, that He opens up some way for those people, which is the way of avoiding the sins. He says, I tell you truly, that when a person, in spite of his weaknesses, if he is continuously seeking the help of Allah, then his inciting soul becomes a satisfied soul. That at one time it was, his soul was inciting for bad things, and then Allah Almighty has is will going to purify him. This nafse amara is that when he is unable to control his passions and bad intentions, some people become very angry very quickly, and other weaknesses and shortcomings are there, and he goes out of all proportion, and he is comes down in his moral standard, and he is captured by Satan, and he is inclined towards Satan. This is the person. But at that time, after that, when he proceeds to accusing soul, then he is sorry for his weaknesses, and he turns to God Almighty. And in this state as well, there is a constant struggle going on. Sometime he turns to Satan, sometime to Rahman God. So one should always be inclined towards Allah Almighty. And if you do like that, then a stage would come. Then you will have the quality of nafse mutmainna, a satisfied soul in you, that whatever you have to do, that you always do it in order to seek the blessings of Allah. And this is the way in which you can get the real faith and iman, and your heart and soul is completely at rest. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam says that the more he inclines towards Allah Almighty and raises this standard, the more he becomes the recipient of the blessings of Allah. These worldly things, simple things, inner egos and desire and show off and jealousy, rancor, and all these weaknesses will be removed. Therefore, Huzur says that this satisfied soul, in between this Ammara and Mutmainna, there is Lawwama. And the more one is inclined towards Allah, he comes closer to Nafse Mutmainna, the satisfied soul. Therefore, the most important thing is to always keep an eye over one's own weaknesses, and one should analyze and scrutinize oneself. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam says that if somebody says uses a foul language against somebody else, if that person becomes so hot in temper that he is bent upon killing that person, as if he has not done anything wrong in his life. He says that if everybody is mindful of one's own weaknesses and shortcomings, then he should not become angry if somebody says anything to him which is not pleasing to him. One should be very patient and very bearing. And if he takes this path, then these smaller things will never be created there, or if they are created, then they will be overcome very quickly. It is mentioned regarding a sage that once he was going in the market, somebody started using foul language against him and accusing him, and there was not any weakness known to man which he did not mention about him, and he kept quiet and went on listening. And when the accusing person was silent, then he said that if all these weaknesses which you have counted, if all these weaknesses are actually there, then I seek forgiveness from Allah. You also pray for me. So at that point, the person who was calling names to him, he embraced him out of love. And he said, these weaknesses are actually not in you. These are actually in me. Then this sage said that may Allah have mercy upon you. So these are the ways how you can finish these bad sort of talk. And if there are some people, then they are become the responsible for bringing a bad name to the Jamaat. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that if this sort of situation happens, then we should try to ignore those and forgive that. And if something is beyond our control, and if there is an element which may bring bad name to the Jamaat, then in that case, this matter should be given to the responsible in Jamaat, or you better inform the Khalifa of the time and then be quiet after that. But you should not be give this impression to any third person, that such and such person or such office holders, they have the hatred against any other person. Everybody is prone to make some mistakes. If somebody has done a mistake today, the other person can do it tomorrow. Therefore, don't have any hate or hatred against anybody or rancor against anybody. There are always good points in other people. Try to find those. And this is the way how you can bring about the feelings of love and affection in your heart. Therefore, everyone should set up a very good standard of his own morals, whether he is an ordinary Ahmadi, whether he is an office holder, whether a man or woman. Everybody should establish a high standard of morals and character. If you establish that, then Jamaat will progress through Tabligh as well. And from the Tarbiyat point of view as well, the Jamaat will definitely increase. And the future generations will also be acting upon the teachings of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat in future. Rather, they will become a great asset for the Jamaat. The tongue is such a thing that through this loves are all created. Love is created and also the hatred and enmity. It is very essential to have a proper use of your tongue. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the question of somebody, replied, one of the beauty of Islam is that he does not indulge in a meaningless talk, and he leaves such things which are hurting to other people. Such things one should not ever say. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding high morals that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed his example this much that he led the prayer of a hypocrite, and he said it is very difficult to correct one's morals unless a person studies his own self and peeps into his own heart. The vulgarities of tongue, they plunge a person into various vices. Therefore, nobody can have any enmity against anybody whom he considers to be his a good friend and kind person. And such a person who has it, he is actually putting himself into danger when he does not make a proper use of his faculties. And be very kind to each and every person with a good behavior. And this is the way in which if each and every member of the community does like that, then this can establish the high a good fame for the Jamaat. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the person who does not have a good morals, then I am worried about his faith. If Allah Almighty is not pleased, then person is ruined. So if the person is having this thing in his character, then he does not have any right to advise any person. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent for to establish a high objective, and among his conditions of bath, he has mentioned the high standards of worship among one of the conditions of bath, and also the good behavior. And he has reminded us all about that. So therefore, each and every Ahmadi who considers himself as a member of the Jamaat established by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, this is a great responsibility upon his shoulder that he should always be trying to achieve those high standards set up by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, because this is the promise we make in the name of Allah to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what we have committed in our words of faith. Otherwise, as Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam has said, that we do not have any right to advise other people if we ourselves do not act upon those things. As I mentioned, in order to make progress in the field of tabligh, you have to improve your practical ways of life. This is Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam has also mentioned the same thing, that if you do not reform your own self, how can you reform others or give them any advice? So therefore, with this reference, the second thing which I want to draw your attention to is that you reform your own self and try to become the true servant of Allah Almighty. And also this beautiful message which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the task of spreading the same message was given to Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam and his community. Try to spread this message in the whole country. You analyze yourself and find out where the weaknesses are, where you are lacking, and fulfilling those gaps, filling those gaps, you try to discharge this responsibility. There is a long, big gap that is at the moment. The Jamaat administration and the auxiliary organizations, they should make a plan for that. Not only the conventional ways of putting up the bookstalls or holding a meeting is not enough. So only this much will not give you any success. So you have to make more plannings in this field. Individual contacts are there and so many other things are there. Regarding various ethnic groups, you have to get the information and also try to find out new ways and means of spreading the message of Islam to these people. Try to reach each and every section of the society, and the already established contacts should be maintained always, and regularly you should keep your contact with these people. I would like to say in this regard that new Ahmadis, they have mentioned this complaint. They have complained that as their large number of people are Ahmadis from Pakistan, they do not absorb us among them. In the meetings, the language should be the language of the country. In English it should be, so that the people who have come from islands, they can also understand it, because most of them, they understand Urdu, but they feel more comfortable in English. And those people who are born, brought up here, the youngsters, the children, they know English better, they understand it better, except for those elderly ladies or men, those who are not literate. Translation arrangement for those people can be made. In any way, Huzur says the complaints of these non-Pakistani Ahmadis should be removed. They should never feel that they are not a part of the Jamaat. This can be very dangerous situation. You should also involve them in your Jamaat work. And I have noted that when I asked these people, whatever information I have got from them, I have felt that there is no proper arrangement for their training and education. For the ladies, the Lajna should make the arrangements to educate them and to train them, and all the auxiliary organizations on the men's side should look after this responsibility. As a whole, the Jamaat should make an assessment for that, and the auxiliary organizations, if they are not fully active, then according to Jamaat administration, there should be some supervision of this task, and they should make assessment. And regarding the auxiliary organizations, please let me inform. And if the work is done like this, then we will be able to actively involve these people in Jamaat work. As I have said before, Some Fijian Ahmadis, they also complain sometimes that they feel themselves as somebody outsider. And I tell them that you have become Ahmadi. They have believed in the Imam of the age. They should get themselves involved so much in Jamaat work that the administration will be forced to involve them in Jamaat work. This the service to the Jamaat, this is a field open to everyone, and you do whatever you can possibly do and do the work of tabligh and expand this job, this work, these activities. In men, I have seen among the youngsters, there are quite a large number of youngsters who are working in various sections, various departments, and they are working for Jamaat. For ladies and for elderly ladies in particular, they should also, according to their abilities, within their circle, they should move forward in the field of tabligh. In any way, Huzur says, Ansarullah and Lajna and Khudamul Ahmadiyya, these organizations, they should assess the present situation and why these people are making a complaint. Even if these are from one or two people, but still those people who make complaint, they become the source of creating unrest among the members. The president of Ansarullah, Huzur says, is from Fiji. He can judge the people, and according to their temperament, he can make certain programs. Similarly, Lajna, they should also assess the situation and make the plan accordingly. Similarly, the youngsters, those who are not involved in Jamaat and those whose lifestyle is different, their list should be made, and then one should assess that how these people can be made actively involved in the Jamaat. If you do your best, then these will remove their complaints. Huzur says, in any way, as I mentioned earlier on, you have to open up the hearts, your hearts, and accommodate the people, and every section of the community should raise their own standards of morals, and otherwise you cannot achieve those objectives for which Allah Almighty has established Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in this age. Everybody should remember that there is a nizam and organization in the Jamaat, and under that organization we always have to obey the administration of the Jamaat, the nizam of the Jamaat. Allah Almighty enable everyone to tread on the path of piety, and wherever and Allah Almighty enable them to show high standards of morality and also the good high standard of obedience to the administration of Jamaat. And may Allah create this spirit in your hearts. The effect of that should be visible to each one who looks at you and enable you to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat, the message of true Islam, to the large number of the people in this country.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.